Chapter 15, a summary of the gospel. Now, I make known to you, brothers, the gospel which I preached to you, by which also you received, wherein you stand, by which also you are saved, if you hold fast the word which I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. For I delivered to you, first of all, that which also I received, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he rose on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures, that he appeared to Cephas, then to the 12. Then he appeared to above 500 believers at once, of whom the greater part remain until now, but some have fallen asleep. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles, and last of all, as to the abnormally born, he appeared to me also. For I am the least of the apostles who is unworthy to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God, but by the grace of God I am what I am. And his grace was not bestowed upon me in vain, but I laboured more abundantly than all of them. Yet, not I, but the grace of God which was with me. Whether I or they, so we preach, and so you believed. The crucial importance of Christ's resurrection. Now, if Christ is preached that he has been raised from the dead, how say some of you that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there is no resurrection of the dead, neither has Christ been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is vain. Your faith also is vain. Yes, we are found false witnesses of God, because we witnessed of God that he raised up Christ, whom he did not raise, if it is true that the dead are not raised. For if the dead are not raised, neither has Christ been raised. And if Christ is not raised, your faith is vain. You are still in your sins. And therefore also those who have fallen asleep in Christ have perished. If we have only hoped in Christ in this life, we are of all people the most pitiable. But now has Christ been raised from the dead, the first fruits of them that are asleep. For since by man came death, by a man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ shall all be made alive, but each in his own order. Christ the first fruits, then they that are Christ's at his coming. Then comes the end, when he shall deliver up the kingdom to God, even the Father, when he shall have abolished all rule and all authority and power, for he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy that shall be abolished is death. For he put all things in subjection under his feet. But when he said all things are put in subjection, it is evident that he is accepted who did subject all things to him. And when all things have been subjected to him, then shall the Son also himself be subjected to him that did subject all things to him, that God may be all in all. Else, what shall they do that are baptized for the dead? If the dead are not raised at all, then why are people baptized for them? Well, why do we stand in jeopardy every hour? I protest that by boasting in you, brothers, which I have in Christ Jesus our Lord, I die daily. If after the manner of men I fought the beasts at Ephesus, what does it profit me? If the dead are not raised, let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. Be not deceived. Evil companionships corrupt good moral habits. Awake to soberness righteously and do not sin. For some among you have no knowledge of God. I speak this to move you to shame. The process of resurrection. But some will say, how are the dead resurrected, and with what type of body do they come forth? Ah, you foolish one. What you sow does not come to life unless it dies, and what you sow is not the plant body that shall later be, but a bare grain, perhaps of wheat or some other grain, but God gives it a body just as it pleases him, and to each seed a body of its own. All flesh is not the same flesh. There is one of man, and another flesh of beasts, and another flesh of birds, and another of fishes. There are also heavenly bodies and earthly bodies, but the glory of the heavenly is one, and the glory of the earthly is another. There is one glory of the sun, and another glory of the moon, and another glory of the stars, for one star differs from another star in glory. So also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption. It is raised in incorruption. It is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness. It is raised in power. It is sown a natural body. It is raised a spiritual body. If there is a natural body, there is also a spiritual body. So also it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living soul. The last Adam became a life-giving spirit. But it is not the spiritual that is first, but the natural, and only then the spiritual. The first man is of the earth, earthy. The second man is heavenly. As is the earthy, such are they also that are earthy. And as is the heavenly, such are they that are heavenly. And as we have borne the image of the earthly, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. Now, this I say, brothers, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Neither does corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all remain asleep, but we shall be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. And when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall come to fulfillment the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brothers, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labour in the Lord is not in vain.